Okay, CAP, that's you. Anyone listening in southern and southeastern Antrim County, northern Kalkaska County, and Crawford County, we have a severe thunderstorm watch going on. Heavy lightning at this time. TCVSU. Good morning, Rick, KCBSU.
Hey, good morning, Toby. How you doing up there?
Doing good. How about you? You enjoying a little thunderstorm?
I guess I slept right through it. When I woke up this morning, my wife told me about it.
Oh, yeah, there's some pretty good lightning here to the south down by you. I was sitting here in my office watching a lot of lightning. I mean, it was crazy. It was all down south of me, but, I mean, man, there was some white lightning, then there was some kind of like, oh, man, what's the other color? It was kind of a goldish color.
Ah, cool. I love lightning. When I lived in Arizona, we used to go up, there was one mountain I liked, Mount Ord. We'd drive up Mount Ord, almost to the top, and just sit and watch the lightning storms come down through the valley. It was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, no, I woke up last night. The radios just went nuts. I mean, for 2 hours, it just went bonkers. Every time they fall alert, both my radios would go off. I got woke up pretty good.
I can imagine. I took the bullet yesterday, and I bought myself an FTX1 Optima. Should be in, like, Thursday, I think.
Oh, good. Good, you got yourself your radio you've been on for a while, so you finally missed the bullet, Tom. I know, that's the hard part is you go and review things and see how people like them. It's like me, when I was looking at handouts, I go to EM Review and I read everything on whatever I buy now. I usually get pretty good results, and then there's times where I see something that catches my eye and that radio's off the table, you know. I do a lot of reviewing before I go buying, and I talk to people who may have them.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. I mean, you gotta get a good feel for what it is you're gonna do with it and what you're planning. So I don't like surprises either. When you get something in, it's like, wait a minute. I thought I was going to do this or that. I really hate when that happens. So, but I think it's a good choice. I'm looking forward to it. I did a little finagling, you know. I put it on my credit card so that I would get the dollars for spending the money on it. And then I didn't buy everything I needed because I get points for getting what I got that I'll use to get one of the antennas that I was gonna buy. I'm like, wait a minute, I'll hold off on the antenna and I'll buy that with the extra $60 worth of points I get, you know, stuff like that. So trying to finagle and squeeze every last penny out of it.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's crazy, Rick. It's crazy. Well, then that means one more thing that's telling me something by you saying that, though.
Oh, what? Pray tell. What are you telling?
R-E-T-I-R-E-M-E-N-T. Retirement.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that is officially November 2027 is when I'm done.
Gotcha. Yeah. Sorry. I just spelled out. I couldn't help it. You know, it's kind of one of those things. Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, well, I'll tell you, there's so much out there to do. Well, let me ask, are people calling to get their boats in already?
No, so far just the Coast Guard. Everybody else has been laying low. Let's see, I guess, I don't know how clear we are. I'm pretty sure we have a little bit of ice in Charlevoix. I can't remember. Hubbard Springs has got some ice. So, but it's not, somebody really wanted to go in, we could bore a hole with an ice heater and throw them in and they could sit there. So, you never know.
Yeah, that's the yet. One, it's a Yaesu, right, Rick?
Yep. It's supposedly it does everything according to all the things it does. So we'll see. I like the fact that without the amplifier, it's portable. Maybe I can climb a few mountains and do some summits on the air or something.
Yeah, and then you can get into system fusion, too. It shows it does C4 FM if you got the Optima there. Wait a minute. There's two different ones, a field and an Optima, I think. Or am I reading this wrong? Nope, it does. Yeah, no, you'll get into fusion a little bit, but it'll be okay. But no, yeah, they're not cheap little radio, I'll put it that way. I look at here at the X Engineering, my jaw went to the basement of my house.
No, they're not cheap, and when you get the antenna tuners and the Bluetooth modules and the GPS modules and the Optima, the only difference in the Optima and the field is that you save about $150 if you buy the FTX1 with an amplifier, and that's what they call the Optima. But you can unplug it from the amplifier and use it as the field radio. So you get both when you do the Optima. But yeah, I was gonna buy it without the amp, and realized that if I did that, I would be losing $150. So said no, nope, not that.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's a new radio. You're going to have to really learn it. You know, that's when you go over and go, man, what's the name of the thing company now? And I get cards from them. I get them for radios. Now I can't remember the name of them. Oh, Nifty Manuals. You go there and you order a manual, and that way you don't have to have the other manual with you. This one will give you a quick little tips and features. That's what I do with all my ham radio stuff. I have ones for both. I've got to get one for the Anytone, And I've got one, I think, for the FT-70. I don't think I have one for this radio, but they're a good little thing to find quick little facts on. You don't have to search through the whole manual to find what you're looking for.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. I already downloaded the programming software, and it's on both my Mac and my PC, so... I'm getting way ahead of it. I've been reading for about a year now, so I don't like to have to get something else when something comes in, so I've been trying to get ahead of it.
Right. Let's see here. Yeah, and you know, it's nice with this Nifty, it's called Nifty Accessories, but it's Nifty Manuals, and I like it because some of them are foldable, and I can put in my wallet or in a bag, you know. That's what's nice about it. And they're not that bad, you know, $21 to $35 for the spiral bound, and I have the spiral bound for the FT-70, and I'm looking here actually at manuals right now. Because I need to get one for the Anytone. Speaking of that, so I'm just looking here. Yeah, well, what's going on around here, really? It's been kind of quiet. I like it quiet.
Yeah, I agree. What kind of Anytone do you got? I've programmed one and put it in the box, waiting for the truck I'm going to buy.
Oh, I have a little handheld 878 UV2+. And me and NHCN one day met up and we added some DMR frequencies to it that I can use around here. But we also did, it's got APRS on it. So what I've done is I bought a ghost type antenna, one of the short ones. And I noticed that when the radio was in the truck on the antenna that I was using on, I wasn't getting out very good. So what I did is I took the little ghost antenna and put that back on the roof, and I've got a hook just to the Anytone, so all I'm doing is just basically broadcasting APRS when I'm out and about.
Oh, nice. Is that the dual band or the tri-band version?
I don't know. I know it's dual band. I don't think it does tri-band. I don't know. And I looked up that Nifty Mini Manual, and that's like $37, but it's 28 pages, highly laminated. And... they've got it here. I just looked at Nifty Manuals right now. I mean, that's a nice little thing. It's spiral bound. That's one thing I like. You may want to look into that because that'll help you instead of reading the big manual that it comes with. They'll give you the little quick points you need to get to.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I'll have to think about that. Yeah, I was looking at one of those, and so I've got a... what the hell is it? A Bofang Tech DMR, which is, it's basically an Anytone clone or a rebrand of an Anytone by Bofang Tech, and it's the older model, and I was looking at that Anytone because it kind of matches my. The one I got for the car, you know, the portable radio, not a handheld. And I don't know, I think it either had tri-band or it had AM, which is the aircraft, not AM, aircraft or something like that too, maybe. I don't know. I don't remember. But I think it was tri-band. It's 200 megahertz or whatever the hell it is. I'll have to think about that because I wanted something that matched my car radio, but I don't know. I thought there's a lot more money. I don't know. I don't need to spend it, I guess.
Right, right. You know, it's like me, you know, I don't go out and buy 15,000 reels. Yeah, I've got a few more handouts than I need, I will be honest. It's crazy. To have, you know. I mean, still, it's crazy for me. I mean, I don't get out that much, but I have like a couple of bull things. Like one sits in the truck on a little old cellular style 2-meter 440 antenna. And I've got the other bull thing in my walking bag. I call it my walking bag because it's lighter weight and it's not as big as a big backpack. So I've got one in there. I've got the Anycone. I've got, you know, more handhelds than I ever thought I have. I got a little Colti 2-wider for DMR and analog UHF. I've got more rails than I know what to do with, but hey, it all works out for me.
Oh, you do have a bunch, yeah. I just got done, and I'm, you know, being on planning for retirement, I'm starting to clean things out. So I just got done giving away a couple of mag mount antennas and a little Bofang radio, and then I think it was a PYT radio or something like that that I gave away to a new ham, you know. You got to give them something to start with. But, I'll have to think about it. I saw a really good deal on, I think it was Radiodity, I think they had a sale on a dual band or dual band with aircraft. It was like $49, something like that, on sale. Normally like $60-some dollars. But every now and then there's a good sale on a really, really nifty little handheld that's like, wow, for $40, you know?
Yeah, I know, and I never was a bull thing liker. I never did. But now, you know, they got extended battery packs that can go 3-4 days. I mean, on stand mode, it's like, wow. I put my 1.5RM that can do airband on it. I've got airband, I've got marine, you know, all the other stuff with it that I did. I can't say what I did. But I really like the bow thing because all I do is go to chirp and I can program it, no problems. But yeah, it's kind of neat, you know. I mean, those bow things they were given to me because a guy thought they were long-range radios. And he gave them to me to program, and I said, you need a license for this. And he goes, oh, I do. He thought it was those little cellular, over-cellular type radios type that you get, those rapid radios or something. And it's like, nope, these aren't what you're looking for. He goes, oh. Okay, and I was going to pay him. He said, nope, you can have them. If you can use them, use them. And I did. I actually got rid of a couple UV5Rs and went to the 5RM, and it works out beautiful.
KI7QMG Mobile. Yeah, sometimes it's a good deal. People bring you all kinds of weird stuff when they know you like ham radios, so. Oh, boy. Well, I'm going to get back to thinking about work here, I guess. So I am going to let you go, and maybe I'll catch you on the way back or something like that. I'm curious when this other radio comes in, how far out of the hole I can talk. So we'll find that out, too. So. Anyway, hey, you have a good rest of your day. I'm gonna chill and think about work, and I got a bunch of stuff I gotta figure out this morning, so gotta get my brain in gear. 73 Toby, KI7 QMD, back to listening.
Okay, yeah, and then I got to get with you and Rick and maybe a couple others. We'll have to do a meetup somewhere. I was thinking maybe meeting over at, like, Heritage Park there in Rapid City. They got a nice pavilion there. You know, maybe we can all meet there, have coffee, bring our radios, and just sit in the open and chat and see what we can do from different areas there in the park, because there is a high elevation and a low elevation. Just kind of do something fun there.
Yeah, maybe we could do that. Yeah, well, there's a field day coming up, isn't there? Or is that passed already in Traverse City?
No, you got till June, buddy. You got till June. The end of June, I think, is when it is. So don't worry. You're ahead of the game.
Cool. Yeah, I want to mess with my radio during field day. Just saw a couple of really big storks fly. Yeah, that's weird. Anyway, hey, have a good rest of your day. 73 KI7 QMD Mobile. Back to listening.
Oh, that's the blue herring. The blue herring's out. I've heard him in the field next to me squawking. It's not stork. It's the blue herring. And they land here in the field next to me, and I'll listen to them for hours squawking. Talk to you later. KCABSU.
KI7 QMD Mobile monitoring 190.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, I'm awake on 1-9, but I think we're all linked together still.
Good morning. Good morning. Just rolling into Charlevoix. Figured I'd just shout out before I made it to the office and see if anybody's listening on the 1-9. How are you doing today?
Hey, fantastic. You will be in a couple days. I was listening to your QSO with Toby there, and I like your recent purchase. I really like, well, I'm looking at it, it looks much better than the 991, so I think you made a good choice.
I sure hope so, because it wasn't cheap. Oh, yeah. It's supposed to be in tomorrow by 9 p.m., believe it or not.
Okay, well, I think you're going to have a little bit of a learning curve, but it looks like most of the things I didn't like about the 991 look corrected. Looks like the band scope looks improved, and two HF antenna ports plus the UHF-VHF antenna ports. Good job.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. I will catch up with you tomorrow, though. I'm just pulling into Charlevoix here, so unfortunately I have to go to work now. So, but it's always a pleasure. 73's Jim, KI7 QMD Mobile.
I know what you're going to be thinking about all day at work. ACADG, 73's. Good morning, John. Alpha Charlie Delta Golf on Link System.
Good morning, John. Good day. I'm not going to be able to hold it, but I'm going to give it a try.
Hey, John, you're not quite holding the repeater, so I'm going to put the radio on scan and listen for you. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Okay.
Good morning, Nicholas. You know, I'm trying to update my coverage map, and so I'm trying to figure out, a week or so ago when we were talking, were you near Grumpy's as you were headed toward Empire?
QSL on that contact. I was definitely on M72, just about, I don't know, maybe 5 miles east, or I mean west, of where the windmill used to be there. QSL?
Okay, yeah, because I'm trying to maintain a map, you know, so for a mobile radio that I can cover about from the windmill or where the windmill used to be and over toward Grumpy's, and then people downtown Travers I can talk to, but it's interesting, I cannot talk to people in Sutton Bay. Figure that out.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that one out, right? No, my 5-2 simplex that you just called on me, I was over by the Keystone soccer field, so I am in the valley, QSL.
Okay, well, like I said, I'm trying to maintain a map of where I can reach a mobile station, where I can reach a HT station, which I can reach all the way out to North Manitou Island, which is kind of fun. But I just try to keep a log. ACATG. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for being out there too, Jim. I appreciate the call on both frequencies. ACATG 73, KD8NH Mobile. Listening.
And then mobile monitoring.
Well, good morning. This is Christopher, KF8DMK. How are you doing today?
WAVPC.
CTs here. Nick Lima calling off CTs, calling off CTs.
8DMH.
Okay, 8BCW.
CN Mobile.
Hello.
It's wet here.
It is. Oh, well, I gotta turn the fan down.
Yep. Well, at least the old Prius is still running.
Yep. I wasn't expecting this kind of rain and thunderstorm today.
It was pretty cool last night. I was looking out the window and, like, the whole front window of our house lit up with this nice, big, long, horizontal lightning bolt. Like, it wasn't going anywhere in particular, just sideways. But it was, like, super long. Like, it was visible in, like, 3 of the 4 windows. From the back, so like, I don't know, it was cool. That was just before the hail started, so I don't know what went north of us, but that's where it looked like it was coming from.
Yeah, that's kind of possible. Oh. I've been listening to the, airport and they're suspending refueling operations because of the lightning.
Oh yeah, that's always fun. Yeah, there's a couple ground frequencies that are interesting to listen to. Every once in a while they pop up in my scan. It's funny because like you can tell which ones are official and which ones aren't because the behavior of the operators, the etiquette that they use is sometimes not professional. it's kind of fun. But they tell it like it is, for sure.
Would you have it any other way?
No, that's what radio is for. Actually, the other funny thing is I don't know what I was listening to on, I told you about that. There's like an Avis or something car rental. They're on one of the GMRS frequencies, and they're absolutely bonkers. Go ahead, N8CN.
Yeah. So, was that hail or was that sleet? I have a niece that lives on an Air Force base in Texas, and I asked her one time because she was under a severe thunderstorm warning, Texas style, and I asked her if she's getting hail. So what does she do? She walks outside and gets bonked in the head.
That's using every brain cell right there.
That's called using your head, that's for sure. No, it was definitely hail. We looked like it was a little bit bigger than pea size. Right around a centimeter was in diameter was the largest I saw. So I was worried for a minute I'd have a little tiny bunch of dents all over my car, but it turned out all right.
WG8W.
Thanks.
Raining at. I'm in Indian River. No rain here.
In Asia,
your guys' club here.
In Asia.
Go ahead, NACN.
N8MJL, it's Michael. Hey, I'm like 3 miles north of Toppin to be, and it is raining.
Yeah, we got slow and steady drizzle here right now in Traverse City. So. Alright, I am at my place I need to be. I'm going to jump out. I'll let you guys take it. Go ahead, Drake. NADMH, NACN.
Okay. I'm going to start making some lunch here. I'm going to jump out. NADMH.
N8MJ, all clear.
Yeah, I'm almost home. No snow down here, but do you guys have snow up there still?
We want the rain. It'll melt it all off.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm pulling in the driveway. Hate to duck out so quick, but going from a restaurant to home now is a 5-minute drive. Not like up north. That would be a 30-mile drive. So we'll talk to you all later, WAVPC.
No, I was just wondering when the rain was coming. I see on the radar it's on its way here. So, but yeah, we still got about 18 inches of snow in the yard here. You can walk in it now, though. It's not over your knees anymore. So anyhow, I'll be hanging out. WGW.
Hello, Rodney. It's pouring in Wolverine. Absolutely pouring thunder and lightning. RPM.
Because I'm getting ready to unplug if it's lightning is going to get any closer. Wolverine. I got the lightning tracker on right now, and it's showing. It's getting too close. I'll probably be unplugging.
I don't know what way it's going. It's probably northwest. I mean northeast. So it'll be around home anyway. See you later, W8R. See ya.
I just seen another strike lightning tracker. It's right within my perimeter mark on there. So I'm plugging 73 there on WG8W.
BCW, good afternoon, Drake.
Hey, Bentley, how's it going?
Man, for asking, I updated my friggin' Pi Star last night, and now I can't get my DMR radio to connect to it. I've got repeater not found. It can hear the traffic. But it can't connect to the repeater to transmit. I don't know what the heck's going on. I don't know if I've got an offset issue or something else, but it's maddening.
You updated it through the dashboard?
Foolishly.
Well, usually that shouldn't break anything.
I think I remember I had this problem when I first set it up, and I had to go through the calibration part and put in an offset for the board from the primary frequency. But but for the life of me, I've been playing with that all morning and can't quite figure it out.
Interesting. Yeah, it really shouldn't break anything when you do that, so. I don't know. Looks like we just lost power at the Hackleberg site for a minute. Interesting.
Hey, how did your move go? You all settled in?
Well, I'm not fully moved in, but I'm fully moved out. I've got boxes and stuff everywhere. I got my kitchen all sorted yesterday. And the next 2 days is just the rest of the stuff and things.
Well, good for you, man. I hope it works out for you and that you enjoy your new place.
So far, it's been pretty good, so. Oh, the cat wants to play. He's trying to attack my hand right now. Okay, I'll be back. He's being ruthless. Any damage?
Yeah, I'm going to get back to fighting with this darn hotspot. K8BCW.
It sounds good, M9KOP.
Image. K8BCW testing VMR link.
Double jet, P&T was there.
on I-75.
Good evening, N8ATX, WWT. Footbound mobile here. Decided I've had enough sitting around the house at the work desk. Done with work for the evening, and we're in between rainstorms, so I'm getting out for a little bit of a walk. And I drop out, WTPT.
I think he's having some technical difficulties. I can hear you just fine. Any damage?
Okay, yeah, I was thinking he might be having some cellular connectivity issues. It happens. Man, gorgeous evening here in Milan tonight.
Did you get, how much range did you guys get down that way? We had quite the string of thunder boomers.
Actually, we really didn't have it too bad here. I think the heaviest rain we got here was, you know, sometime this afternoon, and really it didn't last long. I mean, we had showers on and off through the day, but, you know, looking at the radar crawl, it's like the heaviest stuff really went to the north of us. And this morning, like north of Ann Arbor, you know, up towards Pinckney and Brighton, oh man, they were getting slammed this morning. We could kind of hear the thunder here, but we didn't get much more than a light rain. It's pretty much all gone to the north of us.
Right on. We had quite the lightning show down, or up here. Last night, around 12 to 1 o'clock in the morning, I had to go unplug the weather radio. It was getting obnoxious. But I also just have it set. I have it set for anything because it's a brand new one, and I literally plugged it in the night prior and didn't spend a whole lot of time into, you know, programming all of the stuff that I want in it, and it just wouldn't shut up. I was watching the radar, making sure that, you know, we didn't have anything crazy going on, and it was just a typical severe thunderstorm, and it didn't look like it was gonna evolve into anything super serious. So I wasn't too worried about it, but man, it was 2 hours of just nonstop noise. And then this morning we had some pretty good lightning going on, and actually the airport stopped doing any fueling for like an hour because of all the lightning going on.
Here's APX is back.
Wow, you figured it out.
Yeah, my node just decided to check out, I guess. I was talking for a while, too, and then I see your message, and I'm like, well, apparently I'm not getting through. Anyway, I'm here now, and it's APX.
Yeah, I occasionally have weird stuff like that happen with the mobile node, too. There are things in the I got Verizon in the Verizon world that when it gets wonky, it really makes the node mad. I've had times where the connectivity's hiccuped, and I've actually had to reboot the node, not just restart Asterisk, but actually restart it. Actually, occasionally I've had to reboot the phone too. It happens. Yeah, we didn't have any of that that wild lightning or anything here. I've been keeping an eye on the cameras up at our place. you know, with the little bit of sprinkles and you know, the warmer temperatures up there, man. It melted quite a bit, but yeah, there's still probably at least a foot of snow in the driveway.
Go ahead, Adam. I got to do a couple things here in the Linux terminal real quick.
All right. Well, what I was saying was, I don't mind the rain at home. Melt off some of that snow. Apparently, we still got over a foot. Not looking forward to going home to that. But, we're northbound I-75, just a few miles south of Ocala. So we're still in Florida, and it's still a bright, sunny, beautiful 83 degrees.
Oh, there you go. Oh, man. Trying to get the Raspberry Pi Imager to play ball with me right now, and cannot attach USB. Okay. This is fun. Everything is fine. Everything works just fine. There is no problem. Things are working just fine. We have, most of our snow here is gone. There's a couple spots under the trees that have snow, but, and, you know, the giant snow banks that were built up from plows, but other than that, the just general accumulation is gone. I imagine you guys are up your way, Adam, is probably not going to be much longer after that where it'll be the same way.
Yeah, hopefully not. Hopefully it goes away. Tell you what, every time I come down here, it gets very, very, very hard to leave more and more every time. It's hard to know that it's 83 right now, and I'm headed back to 33. And dead and gray and gross. And everything down here is green and bright and I don't know. It's just getting harder and harder. Here's APX.
W8VPC.
Yeah, I have that thing feeling in February, but for me, Florida's a great place to visit, but I in no way, shape, or form want to live there. W8 station, go ahead, pick it up. Stand here at W2PUT.
Yeah, W2PUT in the group, W8VPC, over here in Royal Oak. Yeah, Adam, made plenty of trips. I have a sister that lives in Deltona, Florida. So I've made plenty of trips down and back, mostly driving, if I go by air, it'd be Spirit. Yeah, I learned a couple of tricks. You take the Macon bypass, and you use the HOV lanes in Atlanta. And usually you end up getting through the traffic. So I used to plan, get up at 3 o'clock in the morning if I'm not, in order to get through Atlanta at a good time, not going through at rush hour, but and go straight through Cincinnati. See, when we get to Ocala, we go east on State Route 40. To I-4 and then down a little ways, and that's where my sister lives. So I think Drake is still in there. Go ahead. If not, Adam.
Adam, you take it.
Okay, I'll take it. And 8ATX. Yeah, Ocala is right where I'm coming through right now. Just about probably 5 miles out from there, northbound on 75. Been around here for 11 days now. I don't know.
we talk about living down here. I think I need to come down in, like, August, and that will probably set me straight. 105 and 100% humidity may change my mind a little bit, but I could definitely live down here part of the year, like the cold winter part of the year. Just got to figure that out somehow. And yeah, Mike, I usually aim my Atlanta time overnight. That didn't work out this last time around on the way down here, because I was, we decided to leave right after my Saturday practical for Fire Academy, and just the way things worked, I hit Atlanta at like 9 in the morning, and that was not good, because I drive straight through, no stops, and I should get lucky tonight. We left just enough time. I should be cruising through there about 1 a.m., so hopefully the traffic will be mild. And APX.
Well, there you go. And I think I lied to you when I said I've never been there. I've been down there. Oh God. Probably 20 years ago. yeah, it's probably been 20 years since I've been down there. And the only thing I remember was it was summer, midsummer, and it was awful. It was incredibly warm. Wasn't a fan. So I do think that if you went down there during the summertime, that would probably set you straight, because if you thought winter or summer up here was brutal, it's bad down there. Because you're used to, when you live up here, you're used to 50, 60, 70 degrees being pretty awesome. And anything above that's kind of meh. Oh, dude. I thought I was going to die.
I'll see if I got it. I do. Well, 80 to 90 is comfortable for me. Like, I quite enjoy that. 70 is okay. If we're getting down to the 60s, it's too cold for me. So I don't know if getting up into 95 and 100 could be okay. I'll tolerate that zone for me. I don't know. It's just a dream anyway. I'll just continue to spend lots of time down here and call that good. And, you said 20 years ago, so you must have been an infant then. I don't think you're much a day past 21, so you'll have to come down with me next year. We'll make a trip. I don't know. Megan's telling me you're 23. I don't know how old you are. I don't pay attention. W2PUT, pick it up if you're still there. N8APX.
Yep, I'm still here. Yeah, I was down there for, like, Easter time. I know. It was a lot of years ago. I was in the single digits, so it was in excess of 50 years ago. And I remember having fun at Disney, but I also remember, even at that young age, thinking that the high temperatures, that just sucked. So that's the only time I've been down there outside of, like, December, January, February, which I guess I would absolutely want to live 3 months. Not any more than that. A friend of mine, Jerry, we stayed with him the last 3 times down there, going down for Hamtation. Yeah, he's retired now, and he's got an agent. They run a condo for January and February. So they get to spend that time down there and then come back up.
Go ahead there, Mike.
Yeah, okay. Well, the last time I was down there would be about the same time, about 2005. Yeah, 20 years. And I was down in May. I took Mom and Dad down one time. Left the Dayton Hamvention and drove down in May. But usually it's July, August, when it is 100 degrees out, 100% humidity. And I don't mind that, as long as you have air conditioning to go back on when you need it. Going out to the beach isn't, well, it wasn't 100 degrees, but, you know, it was humid. As long as you're in the shade, you're okay. But when the power goes out after a thunderstorm in a motel, that was an experience. That was unbearable. So I've been down around Thanksgiving thinking that we could go to Universal Studios or Disney World and nobody's going to go. Boy, were we wrong. I had a cousin with me. It was packed. And then one year driving down southbound, like in April, watching the traffic jam going north, all the snowbirds. So I don't know who picks it up next, WAVPC.
I think Drake's got it.
Cool. Well, just got one project done here. I had to re-image the pie that I made for my, I have a second TV that's on a wall mount in my living room, because the wall mount was already there, and just having the wall mount there was ugly, so I just put my second TV there that I usually put in the bedroom that I never use, and I plugged a pie into it, and I just got it so I can SSH into the thing over Wi-Fi. I had to try like 6 times to get into it. And then I had to re-image it. And, yeah. And I still can't get into it. Oh, just kidding. It took 2 tries. Look at that. I might have to switch it to a different access point or a different SSID because it is sitting there. Lovely. Oh, man. Oh, the last, yeah, I was about, just about 5, I think, when we were down there. Not quite 20 years, but somewhere in that realm. I don't remember exactly what year. But we all hopped in the van, and it was 105 degrees, and if you know anything about Chrysler, I think it was a Dodge Grand Caravan, I think like a 2004, the AC in those things is terrible, and that's what made that trip unbearable, was just short periods of time at 105 degrees was fine. More than about 10-15 minutes, and I was not a fan. Thank you, Mitch.
Hey, DMH and APX. Yeah, I suppose. I had a van like that. I don't remember what year it was. But it was late 90s. 98, 99, something like that. Yeah, they roll, but that's about all they're good for. AC works great in the Denali. It's been working great the whole time we've been down here. I don't know. One of these days I'll have to come down here when it's not winter time and see what it's like. I don't know. We were out on Anna Maria Island. That's like our favorite place to go. And, There's a little trailer park down in there. You wouldn't ever know it was there, but if you're driving real slow looking by, you can see it. It's just nestled in there, right in the back. And I found a pretty nice one. Completely redone, and all modern updates inside. $150,000. on the island, like, literally in paradise. Like, I can almost justify buying that just for a place to go in the wintertime. Get a little used car, park it there, fly down on the weekends or something like that. I don't know. I'm dreaming. Go ahead, Dan, W2PET and 8APX.
Yeah, I can see the attraction of doing something like that during the winter, but not during the summer. So, a lot of years ago, long ago, mid-90s, we were down there with my grandparents. We've pretty much always been stay at the campground at Fort Wilderness, Disney. They're our favorite place. And talking with some of the Disney hams there at the time, they were looking to hire a couple of radio techs. And I was all excited as heck about that. The missus for a minute shared my enthusiasm. A retired ham friend who was visiting us down there offered to take me over to casting or whatever it is. I mean, I was literally minutes away from taking a ride over there when the missus let it be known that, like, yeah, you can apply for that, and I'm sure you'll get it, but you'll be alone. I'm not living in Florida. It's like, alrighty then. So, I guess we won't be doing that. That was my brief flirtation with potentially working in radio in Florida, and actually in my happy place. Yeah, probably honestly for the better. W2PET.
Contact K8DRJ.
K8DRJ, go ahead.
Very good evening, gentlemen. I just tuned in a short while ago. I was over on HF trying to pass a piece of traffic, which I hardly ever do. Before I go on at all, how is my copy? Am I pretty noisy?
No, you're not doing bad at all. Full copy.
All right, I appreciate that report. So, I just tuned this frequency into my radio last week, and I think I'm hitting possibly, is it the Northern Michigan Linked System? I'm not sure what it's called. And my main question is there any nets that take place on this particular system on any day of the week?
Yep, absolutely. So, yep, you're on the Northern Michigan Linked Repeater Network. And I'll let Drake fill in on the one net that we have on Mondays. We used to do a Wednesday night net, but I ran out of net control stations for that. I've been kicking around spinning that back up, but Drake, you want to fill them in on your guys's?
There's two, actually. So, since we brought on Benzie, we've got their Benzie net. That's at 8:30 every Wednesday, but Monday is T-Barge net, so Traverse Bay Amateur Radio Group, kind of the Oxcom side of things. That's at 8 o'clock on Mondays, p.m., of course. And then immediately following that is the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club mesh net, which is just the general ham club social net. That Oxcom net, we pass digital traffic, so if there's any traffic that you've got, NTS traffic or anything like that, you can pass that on that net, and we do it digitally, or we do it the old-fashioned way. And it's all right here on this network and stuff like that. But the Benzie net is at 8:30. That's the BARF, Ben's Amateur Radio Friends. That's their net, and since we brought them onto the system, they've been having their net on here, and sounds like they've been getting a kick out of more people from further out. That's the information I've got.
All right, fine business. The name here is Dale, and K8DRJ is the call sign, and we, up here near Sault Ste. Marie, we run the northern, or the EUP and Northern Michigan traffic net at 630 on the 146.64 repeater out of Pickford. So I was just holding a piece of traffic that I'm, and I, you know, even though I'm one of the net control operators, I don't have a lot of experience with passing traffic, and the only experience I have is the old-fashioned way, and it's very limited. So that's why this particular linked repeater system is new to me, and I'm quite happy with whoever it was. I think it was maybe Brad who put up some type of repeater to allow me even to get in. So I appreciate the info. I didn't mean to barge in with the conversation, but we'll send it back to you guys, and thank you again for the info. This is K8DRJ.
K8DRJ, I need APX. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome to stick around if you want, or come by any time. We built out the NMLRN to support Oxcom and stuff like that, but it's also good for lots of rag queuing. It's meant to be used. It's one of the things I've noticed traveling down here in Florida right now is that they've got a few different link systems, but they're not a fan of general use. They kind of poo-poo you if you're out there just kind of chatting your buddies, and we're not like that around here. We like to see the system get used and everybody enjoy it and have fun. So. And I keep trying to work with the guys down there to maybe see about getting the 6.4 on the network. We've been kicking that around back and forth. Yeah, very thankful that Brad got that machine on the air up there in the Sioux. And maybe someday we'll get the 6.4 tied in. But we'll see where that goes. I think Mike was next to pick it up. If you want to pick it up there, Mike. WVTC, N8APX.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think I'm going to drop out, sign off. I got some things to do. Yeah, well, the digital traffic that they pass on Monday nights, that's really, really neat how they do that. You don't need a radio. You don't need to walk around with a Windows laptop. You don't need to use WinLink. They use FLDigi. And $30 tablets or your cell phone. I mean, you're going to need a printer, but, you know, it's acoustic coupling. It's pretty cool. Anyways, I'm going to jump out here. And Adam, drive safe. Watch out for all the elderly people, and all you can see is a set of knuckles and hats. No head. Hi. W8VPC will be clear.
Catch you later, Mike. Go ahead, Jake.
Did PUT drop out, or is he still in here?
No, I'm still in here. Actually, a couple months ago, I ran into somebody about town that I haven't seen him in several years. But hi to him for a moment. W2PNT.
I just want to make sure you didn't get left out of the rotation there. But, yep. Well, I got this Pi talking on my network now. I'm trying to VNC into it because I want to use the desktop environment to show things on the TV that I've got plugged into it. And it's claiming that the authentication failed, but it didn't ask me for a username or password, so I'm not quite sure how authentication failed. Love technology.
You and you're putting Linux on everything. I stumbled across a cool one last night, scrolling on the Book of Faces. It was a AI camera that GPIO was stuck right under the top of a Pi 5, and the guy was had it on his dashboard in his car, and it was running as a plate reader. Think like homebrew flock camera. I don't know what the use case would be for that, but I saw that and I was like, that's pretty cool. And then the lead foot in me thought, well, maybe there's a database for like undercovers and their license plates. Just got the wheels spinning. As my car full of family laughs at me, thinks I'm an idiot. Which is pretty cool. You know, Dan, you were talking about doing the radio stuff at Disney. When we were there, I had the thought in my head, I'm like, you know, they got to have a pretty stout emergency management program. So I looked it up. Sure enough, they do. I'm like, oh, man, that'd be kind of cool to get into. Could you imagine doing emergency management for a big private company like that for Disney? Instead of it being municipal and there's not enough money to throw at every problem, then, you know, they got all the money. That'd be a pretty sweet gig. Just jog my memory of that. Go ahead, W2BET and 8APX.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they have a pretty robust emergency management program. They would have to. Actually, in my younger days, I thought it would be really cool to get a job at that. They recently have changed the name. I don't know. But, you know, that's not that kind of cool. So, you know, several years back,
more power there, Dan. You're barely making it.
Gotta love it. Yeah, and then I'm sitting here going, well, I don't know why I'm worried, because I got the R4 in the windshield, and it didn't blip once. So, and I was only on 78. I think they got bigger fish to fry, so. Well, have fun with that. And, yeah, Dan, I missed everything from your last one. You were kind of real choppy in and out there. I guess something else I just thought of is it's no fun anymore. They've dumped all of their two-way comms for PPTOC. They're all running cellular-based push-to-talk down there now at Disney.
Well, Kalkaska's got another one burning.
No flames have been observed before the 1923.
They toned out the Calvary. That's the second one today. That's kind of unheard of for that county.
Well, that's no good. I think my airplane crash page I got yesterday was a fluke. I didn't notice an e-dispatch, but at the exact same time, they sent a cancellation. I don't like how e-dispatch does that. It will push the first call, but it won't push the cancellation.
That's lame. Sounds like dispatch instructed the occupants of the household to get out. End quote. That's a good way to put it. I'm surprised that they had to instruct them to get out. That would be my first instinct.
Nope. Most people do not get out. It is a sad fact. One of the number one things that they have us train on in Academy is search, going after people that either don't get out or can't get out. Heck, we had the fire alarm go off in the hotel this morning. We were just getting ready to walk out the door for checkout, and the whole building started going off an alarm. And the amount of people that didn't rush the door is scary.
Dude, yeah, that's interesting. Huh. So yeah, that would be my first instinct would be get the heck out of there. I don't want any part of that fire business, man. But reach their own, I guess. I walked too close to the pie. It rebooted. It did not like VHF being that close to it.
I bet. Well, I'm going to leave another pause here and see if Dan's still in here or not. If not, I may sign off for a minute, let things cool down. This is kind of nice, though. I wasn't on the radio on the way down, but I'll tell you what, this is a time killer for sure. I'm already in Gainesville. I'm maybe another hour and a half to the Florida-Georgia line. That's pretty awesome, because it feels like it's been 5 minutes. That sounds like it's just you and me. Did you need something from me? You said you were going to give me a PX.
Yeah, but I forgot what it was.
Alright, well, I'm going to set the radio down for a minute, and when you think of it, you can shout back.
Works for me. NADMH. Portable.
Because I'll be here for a while. I got 1,305 miles to go. NADPX. Earthbound 75, Gainesville, Florida.
Sounds like K-band. Hey, DMH, quick.
Drake, I don't know if you tried to say anything back to me for the last couple of minutes, but, the whole thing locked up. Kicked me off the hub, kicked me off Europe here, kicked me off any other one I tried and wouldn't connect out anywhere, so I had to reboot it. So, it's back for now, and APX.
Yeah, when you, jumped off, I heard that.
Yeah, just, and it'll do that. When I'm on the hub, it will just randomly just go, nope, not no more. Kicks me off and won't let me back on. And I tried to go to Eurofeeder, and it would not let me on there. I tried to link into the 1.9, tried to link onto the 7.4, wouldn't link anywhere.
Well, I may have a fix for that. Joe and I have been playing around with tail scale. There's an Android app having a, like, the back end works on, or it's based on WireGuard, kind of the same thing that MI6LAN has, but it's got a native Android app, and that might fix your problem once we have something that's routed over, because right now it doesn't, it's just a simple VPN right now.
Static.
Yeah, that wasn't good. Oh, the most I got was...
staticky really bad. I don't know what's up with that. I'm running tail scale on the Pi for this all-star node.
Oh. Well, maybe we'll, can have you point to, our setup once we get that kind of rolled out.
Yeah, that works. I only bought the 1 month, I think it was $2.99 or something for that whole VPN setup, and I figured I'd try it for the trip down here and back, and I don't know if I'm going to invest in it. So yeah, if I could just point to yours, that would be great.
Yeah, we'll see what we do. Joe and I have got a lot of plans, like digging a trench and running fiber. So that way we can have a direct physical backhaul between our networks.
Oh, there you go. Like a good project. All right, well, so if it kicks me off, I'll connect it back up again. I'm going to stop here in a few minutes and snag dinner. We'll be around in 8APX.
If you want it to connect and stay permanently connected, I don't know if you enabled the DTMF commands for permanent linking, but if you do *813, or if you set it as a permanent link for Supermon, it should stay connected.
Well, so I've got Allmon pulled up, and the commands are permanent or not, and I have it set to permanent, and it's still being wacky, so. Who knows?
Oh. Okay. Well, it was worth a shot. Any image.
Yeah. I'd do some more figuring out on this thing. You know my saga of I had to rebuild it like 4 times, and then it came down to I was throwing the final version together like as I was going to bed before we left to come down here, so there's going to be bugs in it. I got to work them out, but it's sort of working well enough. All right, we'll be out here, and at APX.
SK8BCW testing DMR link.
K8FJW monitoring.
Yeah, I didn't quite catch the call there.
Hello, calling all CQs, calling all CQs.
KE8FGW, I'm still listening. Who's the CQ guy?
KF8, Golf Foxtrot, Kilo. I was just trying to do a radio check over here, make sure I'm coming through nice and clear.
Oh yeah, you're coming in there. Where are you calling from?
I'm set up here in south side of Alpena.
Ah, Alpena, very good. Well, I'm way up here in the soup. What repeater are you using to get into Alpena?
I'm on a repeater out in Mayo. First time using it, so just trying to see what's going on with the new radio.
Alright, well that's good. So yeah, I'm surprised to hear Mayo repeater way up there in Alpena, so that's good. Yeah, you're definitely in there full quieting, so hey, yeah, whatever you're doing is doing good, so.
Thank you, thank you. All right, well, Kilo Fox, Trot 8, Golf Fox, Trot Kilo is signing off. You have a good night. Thank you so much. 73.
73, FGW. Thank you.